This is 2019. My name is Tony Allwright. I live in Dublin in Ireland, and I am the narrator of this book, Nomad, by Charles John McGuinness, or Sailor of Fortune, as the Americans named it. Some 15 years ago, I heard about a legendary character called Charlie McGuinness from an elderly friend, Jerry O'Neill, who had got to know him well in Cork Harbour in the mid-1940s when Charlie was in his prime, and whose tales of derring do around the world had fascinated the youthful Jerry. Jerry told me that Charlie had written an autobiography, Nomad, in 1934, but its content was so libelous that it had to be pulped shortly after it was published, so hardly any copies were distributed, and Jerry himself had never seen it. So imagine my surprise and delight when another friend, Tim McGuinness, during 2017, suddenly produced a well-worn copy. For what a lively narrative it turned out to be, as you will hear for yourselves. Charlie McGuinness, a dairyman born in 1893, described himself as an Irish sailor, soldier, pearl fisher, pirate, gun runner, rum runner, rebel, and Antarctic explorer. Jerry, in his own memoirs, adds that he was also a mercenary, rogue, escaper, hero, a freedom fighter, scoundrel, smuggler, womanizer, street fighter, deserter, rescuer, communist, fascist, a dangerous foe and an even more dangerous friend, and a liar and exaggerator par excellence when it came to recounting his own heroic exploits. Others have described him as a man who traveled the earth seeking adventure, who fought for freedom and idealism, who helped forge a new nation, that is, Ireland, who explored the furthest poles, who shared what he learned, yet never preached the promised land. Yet another description appeared in a 2002 book, Charles Nomad McGuinness, by John McGuffin and Joseph Mulheron, which, regretfully, is also out of print. Charlie was a short, stocky, barrel-chested, muscular, hirsute, and wide-shouldered man who always walked with his elbows out and his hands up, ready for a fight. He had a big, baldish head, a great fleshy face that was scored and burned by the winds of all the oceans, and a pair of mad, vivid, staring blue eyes. And when naked, he was spectacular, for from his neck to the soles of his feet, he was a picture gallery of tattoos. There were everything, from a full-masted sailing ship on his chest, to mermaids, to alligators, and a huge serpent that coiled all down his back with its head entering his back passage. And on the sole of each foot flew the Union Jack, so that wherever he went, he'd be stomping on the butcher's apron. Well, when Jerry, now sadly deceased, read that, he remarked, "Ah, yes, that would be the Charlie McGuinness that I knew, all right." Somewhat surprisingly, given his low level of schooling, Charlie was also an accomplished writer, with a vast vocabulary, impeccable grammar and syntax, delightful turns of phrase, and descriptions which truly bring his world alive. His book is full of twists and turns, historical information and scintillating detail. Where else, for example, will you learn of jungle warfare in the Congo during the First World War? Nomad is simply too valuable a document to deny to posterity. So, these 29 audio files record in full this introduction, the book's preface, its 26 chapters, and the appendix, albeit I could never produce a Derry accent or sing the sailor's shanties. You'll also find a video file containing all the illustrations in the book, accompanied by a typical sailor's shanty. It's on YouTube, too. Charlie disappeared, assumed drowned, after a shipwreck off Wexford Island in December 1947. 70 years have therefore passed, which means that the copyright has expired. Moreover, all those who might have considered themselves maligned, and that must surely include the many self-incriminations of Charlie himself, have long since passed away, and you can't libel the dead. Meanwhile, I'm trying to track down Charlie's second volume, Behind the Red Curtain, concerning his time in the USSR, to which he alludes in both the preface and the final words of the current book. I want to give it the same treatment. So please listen to and relish Nomad by Charlie McGuinness. Tony Allwright, Dublin, January 2019.